Time now on a pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, last week in this interview, you said you don't make excuses, but you've played a ton of young guys. You've also only played 3 games at home this year, 7 on the road. You've played a couple of top 5 teams already. How much does who and where you play a team kind of account for the little bit of up and down play as of late?
It's probably a good point, Schultz. You're probably thinking about this stuff more than I am. I didn't even realize we're at 3-7, the ratio. I obviously know that, you know, we have a 6-game stretch against St. Cloud, Mankato, Michigan Tech. I'm not, you know, I mean, I've looked that far enough in the schedule to realize it's a tough 6-game segment. And, of course, we're on games 3 and 4 right now against another top 3 team. But, no, I mean, you know what, you have to you look at those things. But, again, you don't want all those outside, whether you want to call them outside deflections or whatever you want to call them, you know what, get to you or even have you. You can't think about it because it is what it is. And you just have to try to get your team ready to play the best possible game they can and just go from there. And that's kind of how we approach it.
Also got a couple of veterans that have been hurt as of late. Do you have any long-term info and prognostications on Hampus and Tommy?
Well, we'll get Hampus's MRI. Will come back over the weekend, so we'll know more about you know, the magnitude of his injury at that particular time. And Tommy's making slow progress, but again, he's better. He's better now than he was last Saturday, which is obviously understandable. But let's just see again, you know, where things are at, obviously, in the coming weeks.
Your top 2 lines have been pretty steady as far as who's playing where. Been a little bit of movement in lines 3 and 4, but can you just talk about how even one injury can impact 2, 3, and even all 4 lines?
Oh, big time, and I think mostly an inexperienced team, and it affects you even more from that standpoint. I said it at you know, the Husky booster luncheon last week, and I go, the one beauty of St. Cloud is that they're a team that they can withstand injuries. They can have the wrong guy injured, but still be in good shape. And obviously that's predicated on talent, but also depth. And you know, last year and 2 years ago, obviously even us, we can withstand injuries a little more. We were just a little deeper. We were a little older. That just, you know, comes with the territory. So, yeah, there's no question. You sit there and you cross your fingers, but this is a game that there's going to be injuries and you're going to have to, you know, be undermanned at times. And, you know, we're a little bit there right now, but you know, it also gives somebody else an opportunity to get more experience.
Danny Billett and Tommy Muck have played an awful lot of minutes and an awful lot of shifts together. How does that impact your decor as a whole when there isn't that familiarity?
I don't know. I think, again, you still have to be adaptable, but I don't think there's any question, Schultz. You're comfortable in your surroundings. And when guys play together, you know, think about Tommy Muck and Dan Billett, how many shifts together they've played. How many shifts together they've played on the penalty kill. How many shifts the last minute of a game. Just all those particular situations as well. So, yeah, I mean, I think there's no question. There's a comfort zone because they know they got each other's back. And they don't need to tell each other that. They just know where each other's going to be. And they just kind of know the nuances of how each player plays the game. So once you have somebody new, that chemistry might take a little bit, but your instincts still have to be who you are.
Sports have become such a big part of what this weekend is, with all the early season D1 basketball tournaments, heck, all over the world right now, rivalry week in college football. You guys have been home a ton on Nightly Light Parade, which, thank you, as I haven't had to beat many of those. Is that by design? Do you want to be home this weekend, or is that just kind of the way that it's worked out more often than not?
It's probably just the way it's worked out, Schultz. Yeah, actually, Mike Hastings and I talked about it today. He just said, you know what, if he's got to play during Thanksgiving break, he'd rather be on the road. I've never really thought of it too much. There's a positive about being at home, but I mean, last year we were on the road, it wasn't all bad. We made the best of it out of Princeton. So I don't know. I don't want to overthink things. The bottom line is, I think if I had an option, I wouldn't play this week. I'd love to have a bye. I really would. But again, we just don't get many byes during the year, and you got to wedge in games almost every weekend. So our one bye was October 18th and 19th. And initially we were supposed to play that weekend. It'll make a long story short, that was our Merrimack weekend. And our bye was actually November 9th and 10th. No, excuse me. Our bye was actually New Year's. And so what happened, we were playing Mankato November 9th and 10th, and we were supposed to be at Air Force this weekend. And Merrimack called me and said they can't come October 18th and 19th. And they had a bye November 9th and 10th. So then Mike Hastings said he could move to Thanksgiving, and Frank said he could move to New Year's, obviously, again. So that's kind of all the moving parts with the schedule this year, Schulte. So, you know, so obviously my point is, if you could have your druthers on the first half, Thanksgiving would be a nice bye.
More with Coach Cerutori when we return. Our pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network, part two with head coach Tom Cerutori. On to Minnesota State, an awful lot's been made about their offense and how many goals they score. They get credit for credit enough anyway for their defensive play?
No question. I mean, I said the same thing. You know, like they're tough to play against. Like they're heavy. They don't give up a lot of shots. You don't spend a lot of time in the zone. So they're a team that, you know, on the backside of their, game is strong, and the front side of their game is strong. It obviously shows statistically as well.
Since realignment, they've been one of the best teams in the league. What's kind of been their bread and butter in these last couple of years?
Oh, they're just, you know what, they've just done an outstanding job. And they've had an outstanding job filling their roster. And, you know, the biggest thing is they've been – you know, they've been fortunate enough to get a few marquee offensive guys, you know, and they just take a look right now just with Toomey and Michaelis. And, you know, that's just a small sample size, you know, because they've got other guys too. But, I mean, those kids jump out at me right now. No, they've just done an outstanding job. And they've done a good job of recruiting all over. You know, you take a look, they've got a few Minnesota kids, you know. But, you know, they've just done a good job taking kids all over.
On paper, St. Cloud and Minnesota State appear to be pretty similar teams. Is it a benefit or not playing them back-to-back weeks?
I don't know. You know, it's Schulte. It's a good question. I mean, maybe our antennas are up a little more because of our St. Cloud game on Saturday night, which we deserved everything we got. We were sloppy. You know, we had a lot of self-inflicted errors in that particular game. And so maybe it's good that we play back-to-back. I don't know. Again, I don't want to overthink things, but again, I don't worry about those things because that's just the way the schedule is.
Is there an area of their game that concerns you more than others?
Oh, their power play concerns the heck out of me. I mean, they're at 25%. And then probably the other part of their game is that, again, is that just their strength on the forecheck. They're going to put more heat on us. You're going to see them put more heat on us than any team all year. You know, they're going to put more heat on our defensemen than any team all year.
After back-to-back non-conference weekends, you know that the intensity is getting ramped up with points on the line. You don't really change from 1 week to the next of what you're doing in practice and how you're approaching a game. Can you just explain why that's so important to you?
Well, I mean, we do. We tweak things. We still have to tweak things depending on who we're playing. There's some things we've done a little different this week just because of Minnesota State. There were some things we did last week, because of St. Cloud. But a lot of that probably, too, is a little bit on the ice, but most of that's video-based, too, Schulte. But our practices are predicated, mainly on what we do. You know, our video is predicated mainly on what they do. And, that, you know, and then, but there's a, still, you got there's a few things you got to practice. You just have to practice. So that's probably, again, where hockey's maybe a little more unique than football.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schulte.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.